Fridays are when we talk about the week's business news with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
The effort to revitalize Sacramento's Broadway area is taking another step forward. There's a new building planned at 16th and Broadway.
A new retail building is moving forward on what's been a parking lot for Willie's Burgers. This will be a single-story building, and we now know it's three tenants. Those will be Sourdough & Company, Chipotle, and Noah's Bagels featuring Pete's Coffee.
When will this place be built?
Well, construction should be completed by August, and then we'll see those businesses opening a few months after that. And of course, this joins several changes in the Broadway area. Among those changes, we know that Hoppy Brewing Company is moving its brewery to a warehouse building that's just off Broadway.
Of course, another big story this week was the nationwide story about Toys R Us closing. And we've got quite a few Toys R Us's here in Sacramento.
We do. We already knew that a Babies R Us store was slated to close in Folsom. There are a few other sites in the Sacramento area as well. It'll be interesting to see how these vacancies are filled. We know, especially for the larger retail spaces, it's been a little difficult as shopping habits shift online and we see landlords focusing on more of the restaurants and other experience-related offerings you and I have talked about in the past.
Another story this week had to do with McGeorge School of Law. The Sacramento School is planning to cut its full-time faculty by 25% over the next several years. What's going on here?
Well, it's part of a plan to cut costs and attract better quality students. You might remember that McGeorge got a new dean last year, and he says this decision is part of the school's strategic plan. Now, nationally, applications to law schools have declined, and at the same time, law firms are getting more selective in their hiring decisions.
Well, what are some of the details of the cuts?
Under the plan, 10 or 11 professors at McGeorge are expected to take buyouts, leaving about 28 full-time professors at the school. This law school, of course, is a Sacramento-based program from the University of the Pacific, whose main campus is in Stockton.
And how will reducing the school's faculty help it attract better quality students?
Well, apparently the decision means that McGeorge will be able to put more money into student recruitment. It also means that the remaining professors at the school will be teaching full course loads, which is a shift from what's happening now, apparently. But overall, it's important to note that the goal is to attract higher quality students, not more students. The school plans to stay small.
When could we start seeing these faculty changes?
Professors will have until the middle of next month to decide whether to take a buyout. They'll have a few different options, with the earliest being the option of leaving at the end of the current school year. And officials emphasize that all these buyouts will be voluntary, and they don't anticipate any involuntary terminations.
And we've got some more details about the changes planned for a rebranded Hewlett-Packard Enterprise campus in Roseville. What's in the works?
Yeah, it's been almost a year since San Francisco-based Strata Investment Group bought this Roseville campus in a sale leaseback deal. The campus is now called the Roseville Innovation Center, and Strata plans to spend about $10 million in upgrades. It's focusing on the single empty building at the campus, where it plans to create first-class creative office space.
Which kind of companies are they trying to attract?
Well, with an open floor plan in the office and planned outdoor amenities such as a bocce ball court and outdoor kitchen, the building could attract tech companies or similar firms that are used to those offerings in Bay Area offices.
And what about Hewlett-Packard? Are they still at the campus?
Yes, Hewlett-Packard is still there. In fact, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise is planning nearly $2 million of upgrades to the building that it currently continues to occupy at the site.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.